In the 2015 budget, there's no visible elements of an underlying agreement on the IMF-supported framework. And I'll suggest to you that between now and March, the government will come, not with a supplementary budget, a reviewed budget. Point is, donors are not likely to disburse without an IMF agreement. In the midst of the corruption, especially in payroll administration, they will not do that. The IMF is pressing that government is able to purge the payroll of ghost names and the list of cadres that they have deliberately inserted in the payroll of this country. Our trade deficit was $1.3 billion. The country's fiscal deficits and current account deficits have all escalated since 2008. The public debt stock is over $70 billion. From the $9.5 billion in December 2008. And I'm quoting the budget figure. Even at $70 billion, it means that each Ghanaian, including the child delivered as I speak now, owes 2,800 Ghana cedis. Production of meat and fish has not seen much growth, and that is why, correspondingly, there has been a steady increase in the importation of livestock and poultry products. From 128,000 metric tons in 2008 to 139,000 in 2011, 170 million in 2013 to $283 million of fish. Government was least serious in its policy on poultry in 2013 and 2014. In 2009, the NDC government established the local premix committees to facilitate what they called a fairer distribution of premix fuel to fishermen. Today, there are still reports of persistent shortages of premix in virtually all the fishing communities. That is quite aside the fact that the price of premix fuel, fishing nets, outboard motors, and wooden canoes have all gone up. In 2014, government gave an indication to distribute 180,000 metric tons of subsidized fertilizers to farmers in the course of the year. How much money was set aside for this exercise? What has happened to the money, especially since the farmers are in agreement that for 2014, no new fertilizers were imported or distributed? On the way forward to fighting trade in narcotics in the face of the recurrence of arrests of narcotic dealers in Washington, New York, London, Hamburg, Berlin, Amsterdam, etc., and especially in the arrest of Miss Ruby Nayele Ametepe and the man in charge of aspects of security at Kutuka International Airport, we in the NPP have proper suggestions. One, the NACOP must be overhauled. The bill to turn NACOP into a commission prepared in 2008 must come to Parliament as soon as possible. The position of the executive secretary of NACOP must be taken away from politicians and revert to professional intelligence operatives, and we must deepen our cooperation in the Operation Westbridge.